Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of Hot Tea with Coco. That's right. I've been gone for a minute. You already know that's like my opening line. But you know, I'm always going to give you the tea whenever, however the internet hits. The internet has stay buzzing. So we know we cannot not talk without the elephant in the room. Yes, of course, we're going to get right to it about Kanye West, man. Kanye West, like, appeared on Drink Champs, which is rap artist, hip-hop artist with Noriega and another DJ guy. I can't remember his name, but also his co-host. And so they were saying that, you know, well, Kanye was on the show, and he was saying that some quote-unquote anti-Semitic remarks against Jewish people. And so he has kind of like been speaking way before that. Prior to this controversy, he made a lot of remarks as far as President Bush don't like black people, and you coming out with the White Lives Matter a controversial t-shirt with Candace. So like then you're getting into different quarrels with your kid's mother. That's not looking good. And so it just feels like they saying that Kanye West is kind of like going on this rampage. Kanye West, he's received a lot of backlash for the controversial that White Lives Matter anti-Semitic statement. So his biggest corporate sponsor, they're cutting him. Adidas made a statement the other day saying they want to cut ties with Kanye West. He already had Chase Bank don't want to do business with him. And that public outcry, their German company is ready to get out. Balenciaga. The list is going on and on because of his thing. And we all know, you get to talking about anything in that area on these public things and you make money. You can't make those kind of remarks. You can see from what has happened. Last person did that was who? Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon had his guy on there, Professor Griff, and they were speaking about anti-Semitic. Lo and behold, right after that little segment, what happened to Kanye? Nick. The Wildin' Out snatched right from up under him. They do not play when it comes to that. And people don't speak about it. They like, well, you know, you can't touch that. But it's like, when we're going to get to a place where, you know, I guess they feel like things are off limits when he did speak out of line as far as the George Floyd situation. Because that documentary was with Candace also. And so it was a lot of statements saying on how he died. And now the family is outraged behind him just speaking on it and just revisiting that and traumatized the family again. With that little backlash, he spoke about that. And so that they're saying, you know, where they were, you know, if you look up anti or Semitic in the background of Moors and the Europeans and, you know, where we were living at the time, we were in Africa, and Semitic is people, it's definitions to it. So for, and they were saying that is per person of color, because how you going to be anti when you're the actual, if they were saying that, oh, you're not the original Jew. So that's where the offense is coming in at. But, you know, when it comes down to the real truth of the matter and whether or not we want to really accept what has happened and how we are created, people can get that all in their mind to really start getting the truth here. And we just didn't sell here. It's a whole ancient situation and creative, the creator where we were actually, you know, originally born. Created first man and woman on the earth. It goes back to there. At that point, we can talk about ancient times. But what you crossed the line pretty much when you spoke about that. So, you know, I just hate, you know, he, you know, I hope he come bring it together. But we black people, we still stick by you. That's the cold part about it. A lot of our celebrities have been slandered. Kanye West ain't the first one. And he ain't going to be the last. Because y'all always going to need us to back y'all up when y'all flip the script and want to go to the other side because y'all got money. And then when they show you, you really who you are, your color, make you remember who you are, because they snatch red air everything from you. But at this point, people, when are y'all going to put y'all money together and buy your own town? All y'all doing is buying each other Balenciaga bags and recycling in y'all own household. But y'all could have put money together and put a bank, buy a bank. I think we got one black bank that Killer Mike just opened up with some partners. You got your first black bank or another black bank. Like, let's put our money together. You guys are just recycling the money. Not that, you know, we all have, y'all been there before you got fame. Start recycling this stuff. Because it's not no way where he could fall on his ass just because the white person starts snatching up. Why I gotta be Adidas? Ain't no other black people can know how to make no shoes, no factories, no, like, come on. It gotta be a German shoe that's overseas and y'all call it Adidas, and we sport it, and those are the designers, manufacturers, and shoe companies. Come on now. But after all that backlash, you know, 50 Cent, he agreed, you know, to, on, you know, on Drink Champs, Kanye spoke about him buying a bank with 50 or do some schools. So 50 was agreed to building with a building in Houston school with Kanye. But he said after he cool off and start going on your rant, maybe we could talk money. Because he been banned from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. So he can't even clap back right now. Because he banned. So it's just really unfortunate. It's just really, really, really is unfortunate. Moving on with Hot Tea. I did like, let's give a shout out to Mrs. Toya and her husband. They had a wedding, and that wedding was very, very, Mrs. Rushing, very, 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 very beautiful, you know. That was just a beautiful wedding, and it just was a beautiful, beautiful, it went to a beautiful person. Because Toya really, you know, this is her third marriage. But, you know, we followed, you know, Toya throughout the years. Family hustle, Toya on her own show. She lost her brothers. They got killed at the same time in the same area at the same place. They got killed, and that took a toll on Toya. Toya also is been known for her daughter, Regina Carter, Lil Wayne, and they have been together since they were like 14 years old, and they got married. So that was her first, that was her first marriage. And so at the third marriage, you know, she posts on IG, God ordained love is forever, 10, 15, and that is Mr. and Mrs. Rushing. That's Toya Johnson Rushing and Mr. Rush Life. That's on IG. So the ceremony was white umbrellas with feathers, like a version like of a second line. And it was an intimate affair. Regine Carter, she caught the bouquet. So, you know, uh-oh. A lot of the women were bridesmaids, you know. We had Monica, I seen her. Tiny, you know, I seen her. She was a bridesmaid. I mean, it was just, I didn't know if it was Candy Burris. I thought they were pretty tight, but it's always been Tiny and Toya. So I'm just glad and happy for her. I truly am. So at the end of the day, you know, they're a sexy couple, and I'm happy for them. They got a daughter together, and I bless their marriage, you know. So Salt and Pepper, that's another news. Salt and Pepper will be getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So big outs to Salt and Pepper. You know, they are the iconic duo rap group from back in the early 80s. And they have been rapping for a very long time together. So they're going to get their Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame star going on. And it's a blessing, Salt and Pepper said. It's very, very much of a blessing. So shout out to that star that you guys are getting. Lauren London, she also finally is speaking out. She comes to the Hip Hop Walk of Fame, and she was speaking out, and that was good because, you know, that was something for everyone and to see, because that one really hit home for Los Angeles at that time. And it's been a lot of other stuff going. I'm just telling you, I'm just really, 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 like, really been tripping with Kanye, and I really wanted to get on here and really talk about that. So I just need Kanye to just pipe down, but we still always got our black folk back. Again, you know, I'm gonna bring you always the news, and so. From my last shows was about the PNB Rock and Coolio. He's passed away, and there's also been a lot of things that's been going on for the community out here in Los Angeles. We're getting ready for our Trunk or Treats and Harvest Festivals out here. We also had our Taste of Soul, which was about a week ago. So we really, really had a good time out there with a lot of nice jazz laid back and just enjoying that good food that we had out there in Los Angeles. So big ups to the Taste of Soul and all the entrepreneur and the owners that are out here and doing their thing at the end of the day. And I'm doing my thing right here at the studio, giving y'all all the hot tea, you know. So I do, once these things get to the airway, get everybody to listen and share and just, you know, come chill with me. Like I said, I told you I'm going to be doing my live. I've been saying that for months and months, but it has been a lot going on. So I thank you guys for really, really supporting me. And thank you for calling and listening in for Hot Tea with Coco. Peace.